The question now is how long they will keep spending. Households began to tighten their purse strings in the fourth quarter of 2022. In Austria and Spain, for which detailed GDP figures are available, consumption dragged down quarterly growth by a percentage point. Retail trade in the Eurozone fell by 2.7% in December, compared with the month before. State handouts and price caps will be withdrawn this year. Consumption could become a problem. Meanwhile, inflation is proving stubborn. In the EU, we have 27 different ways in which wholesale energy prices are passed on to consumers, which is a nightmare to forecast, sighs a Commission official. Some price pressure may still be on the way, as looks to be the case in Germany, where energy prices in January rose by 8.3% from December. Even if wholesale prices stabilize at current lower levels, household prices may prove erratic. Europe's strong jobs market could add to inflation. High prices and labor shortages, which are likely to worsen as olders retire and fewer youngsters enter the workforce, are pushing up pay demands. In the Netherlands, wages jumped by 4.8% in January, compared with a year earlier, after increasing by just 3.3% in 2022 and 2.1% in 2021. Germany's public sector unions are threatening more strikes. They want a whopping 10.5% raise, which could set the tone for comrades elsewhere. Data from Indeed, a hiring website, show that wages in the Eurozone tend to follow underlying or core inflation. This shows no sign of softening. The Consumer Price Index, excluding food and energy, rose by 7% in the year to January. Services in particular face steeply rising costs, according to the PMI survey, which may lead to further price increases. This leaves the European Central Bank with little choice but to keep interest rates high. Markets expect them to rise from 2.5% to 3.7% in the summer. Funding for firms and households is thus set to get more expensive, hitting investment. Credit standards are already tightening, according to the bank's lending survey. And most of the impact of monetary tightening, Mr. Eisenschmidt argues, is yet to be felt. The Eurozone may have escaped recession so far, but its prospects, stubborn core inflation, high interest rates, and a weak economy, are hardly pleasant. The IMF predicts 0.7% growth in 2023. The Commission forecasts 0.9%. Even this might be optimistic. America faces equally stubborn inflation, and China's reopening has not provided much of a boost to the bloc. Welcome to the grim new normal.